White, J.E. White, Emma. Bloomfield, California, April 1874. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I have commenced letters to you twice or three times, but before finishing have been called away to go to San Francisco or Healdsburg and never finished them. We came to this place last Friday to attend their quarterly meetings. The conference committee upon this coast was expressly notified to be here, for there was important business to be considered. There were decisions to be made, whether the people professing the truth would cooperate with us in widening and extending the work on this coast this present year. We wished to know whether they would hug the shore or launch out into the deep and let down their nets for a draft fish in the deep waters. The ideas of our brethren have been too narrow and the work too limited. We told them if they were not calculating to do more during the present tent season than heretofore, we wish to return east and attend the camp meetings. They should not pitch their tents in the smallest places, but imitate the example of Christ. He placed himself in the great thoroughfares of travel, where people were going to and from all nations of the world. And here, in a most impressive manner, did he give his lessons upon important truth. San Francisco and Oakland, Santa Clara, San Jose, which is pronounced Sanasa, are large, influential cities. If we have the truth, we have a great and important work before us. The work is to be tested. The world is to be warned, and the message of warning will be to them the savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. Noah fulfilled the will of God in bearing the message of warning to the inhabitants of the Noachic world, although but 8 of all that lived in the world received the warning and were saved. The message of Noah condemned the world. God designs the warning to be given, that all may have an opportunity to accept, fear God, work righteousness, and be saved if they will. Jesus, the Savior of the world, declares that the same unbelief will exist previous to the coming of the Son of Man as prevailed before the flood. But this fact that moral darkness covers the earth and gross darkness covers the people will not change our course of duty in lifting up our voice in warning, showing the people their transgression and the house of Israel their sins. We are bearing the most solemn message that was ever given to the world. I have a part to act according to the light and ability God has given me. You have a part to act in letting your light shine forth to others. If you live only for yourselves, no well done, Matthew 25, verse 21, will await you. If I live for my own interest, no well done will be spoken to me. We intend to put the armor on, moving forward in faith, and start a paper upon this coast. We must bring up the cause and work of God before we leave the Pacific coast. God will work for us, and through us, and by us. If we have the truth, as we believe without a doubt we have, there is no time to be lost. We must work to get the message before all we possibly can. Father's plans are now to start a weekly paper and hire the typeset and the printing done at some city on this coast. Oakland looks favorable for the work to be done, for Oakland is on the direct line of the railroad from Chicago to San Francisco. God will give us strength. We claim this by faith. We must push this work. We cannot rest until we see the work moving forward more surely, earnestly, and upon a more elevated, broader plan than it has hitherto upon this coast.